Hey, Larkin Rose here. So, as a bunch of you have probably heard, Mango Mussolini has basically said that he thinks some Democrat politicians should be murdered for telling troops to disobey unlawful orders. Now, there's a few layers to this. I'll save the best for last. First of all, Mango Mussolini's frickin' bonkers. He's literally talking, if
it's treason to suggest anybody not obey anything I say, no matter what, and you should probably be killed.
Yeah, he's not a dictator at all, is he? He doesn't at all think like a tyrant, right, you imbeciles? So, now, moving on from his psychosis, I don't think a whole lot needs to be said about that. He's utterly bonkers and openly suggesting that people be murdered for telling his underlings not to do evil things. That's pretty bonkers. So, next level in is the Democrats who are saying this. I haven't even watched the clips of them actually saying it, but every single one is an absolute stinking hypocrite to the 8 zillionth degree, because all of them have supported war crimes, all of them have supported authoritarian injustices all over the place constantly. So the idea that they're on the side of righteousness, no, they're not. They're just playing the stupid puppet game, and they only care about principles when it's the other set of puppets doing nasty things. So they have no principles. So all of you just shut up, you lying scumbags who said nothing when Obama was, like, murdering people, drone strikes, including U.S. citizens on occasion. So that's the next step in. But the good news, the best part about this, in and amongst all the insanity, is that any discussion of people disobeying authority is good. And in the big picture, this is colossally stupid for the Democrats to do this. Because to have your own underlings starting to consider, maybe we should decide when we're obeying orders instead of just mindlessly doing whatever they say, I'm all in favor of that, even if Trump thinks I should be killed. By the way, all of you who are soldiers, first of all, legally speaking, you're required to disobey unlawful orders. Now, hardly any of them ever do, and they never get in trouble for blindly obeying totally evil crap on a regular basis. But in theory, they at least pretend that they're supposed to disobey unlawful orders. I will go one step further. Disobey all immoral orders, which will require you to leave the military. Now, maybe Trump thinks I should be murdered for telling you to disobey his dictatorial, bloodthirsty psychosis, but I'm going to anyway, not just within the legal limits. Like, their definition of lawful is, well, there were these magic rituals that gave this twerp magical right to order you to kill people. But they have to do it within the rules. But if they do it within the rules, then it's a lawful order and you must obey. All of that's bullshit. Now, if an order doesn't even stick to those rules and is unlawful, like, for example, murdering people in boats in international waters with no, somebody U.S. isn't even at war with, like, no excuse. It's literally murder. It's literally a war crime. Disobey them. But also disobey every moral order, because lawfulness is meaningless bullshit. A huge amount of evil has been declared legal, and the orders have been declared lawful. None of them are okay. None of them are moral. Every member of the military, you should quit and go home and do something actually moral and legitimate. Now, does Trump think that's treason and Larkin should probably be killed for suggesting that anyone should disobey me? Maybe. I don't care, you demented piece of shit. If you're in the military, quit and go home. If you had good intentions and joined the military, okay, bravo for the good intentions, but you're not doing anything good. Go home, be a decent human being. But the part that really matters here, you know, setting aside the lawful versus moral thing, because morality is what stinking matters, not if it fits within the rules of a bunch of psychopaths. Be that as it may, the last thing the ruling class, if they weren't complete idiots, would ever want is their subjects, and especially their underlings and enforcers, deciding when to obey and when not to obey their bullshit authoritarian orders, which I think is awesome, even when it's coming from absolute hypocrites who are also political parasites, who also have violent thugs working for them that force their will on the rest of us. So yeah, none of them have the tiniest shred of a principle put together. But I love the fact that this discussion is happening. When should we just disobey? Because this is bogus. So once again, you get another positive benefit of Trump being in there completely by accident. Not at all what he's trying to do. Obviously, what he wants is,
everybody should blindly obey me. I am Lord God Almighty. I mean the president. There's no limit to my power. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta just assume that I can do anything I want. And that everyone should obey me. And if you disobey, you're treasonous. You should probably be killed. You gotta kill you. You gotta kill you.
Go fuck yourself, Mango Mussolini, you evil piece of shit. Incidentally, morally speaking, not only should people disobey all immoral orders, but if the guy above you orders you to murder somebody, you would be completely justified in killing him for doing it. And if people did that, well, there wouldn't be any government militaries very quickly. Because the ones ordering the evil crap to be done would cease to exist, and other people wouldn't really want the job because they would get their heads blown off too. And then suddenly maybe people would think like moral human beings instead of idiotic robots answering to absolute fucking psychopaths like Trump. But the fact that the discussion is happening, it's also going to bite the Democrats in the butt, which I'm fine with. The fact that they're stupid enough to try to make the discussion of having soldiers think, yeah, at what point are we allowed to say we don't think that's okay, we're not going to do that? I absolutely love that, because that right there is a human being looking at authority, well, here are my orders, and looking at morality, like, here's what I know is right. Maybe sometimes I should choose my own conscience. Yes, always, in every situation, in every place, every moment of every day, you should choose your own conscience. If you do that, of course, you're going to quit the military, because being a decent human being is incompatible with being a violent thug of the ruling class. But the fact, and I've said before, that is the discussion that needs to happen. We focus on that in Candles in the Dark. The Mirror covers that a bunch. I've been working on that a bunch, even though I haven't mentioned it very often. I've been working a ton on The Mirror. The entire goal is to get each human being to notice that what my conscience says is this, but what authority says is this. When they don't match, is the good thing to just ignore what I think about right and wrong and blindly do what I'm told? That can't be the good thing. No, that's not the good thing ever. Even though respect for authority requires you to think that obedience is a virtue. It's not, ever. But this discussion happening as a result of a bunch of lying, hypocritical Democrat politicians saying it, and then Trump having his wannabe dictator tantrum at them, is excellent. I love the fact that this discussion is happening. Now, both sets of politicians are just slimeball, parasitic, immoral pieces of crap. But to have people in the military going, maybe sometime we should disobey and not enforce things. Yeah, maybe sometime you should. And if it starts with an extreme example, which, by the way, we do this in Candles in the Dark and we do it in The Mirror, the interactive script of The Mirror, we start with a really drastic example. If there was some horribly heinous, obviously evil law and you were told to obey it, are you morally obligated to obey it? Or in that case, would you feel justified in saying, no, I'm going to disobey because that's just bogus? Because if somebody says to that, well, in that case, I would disobey the law, whether it's some hypothetical, drastically horrible law or some particular law they think is immoral and bogus. Okay, as soon as there is one situation in which you say, well, in that case, screw the law, screw authority, that is you choosing your own humanity, your own conscience, your own judgment, your own free will over the dictates of political psychopaths. Even if it's just in that narrow, unusual, extreme case. But you start there because that shows at least you're capable of being a human being. At least at some point, if it gets too heinously ridiculous, you can contemplate the idea of disobedience to authority. Then you move the line back. It's like, okay, when is that not true? At what point should you do what you think is wrong just because authority told you to? And the only sane answer is never. In no case should I do what I think is wrong just because some political parasite. Well, when somebody gets to the logical conclusion of never, then they're a voluntarist. Then the entire notion of authority completely falls apart. Because why would I ever defer to these lying scumbags on questions of right and wrong and what I should or shouldn't do? That's just bonkers. And coming to that realization makes somebody a voluntarist. And the first step is just them considering any scenario in which maybe we should disobey. Maybe we should even resist. But first, we'll just start with maybe we should disobey. So I love the fact that this discussion is happening, even if it's coming from lying, scumbag, hypocritical Democrats who absolutely most of the time want their underling enforcers to be mindless, obedient robots for the ruling class. But in this case, they're pretending to be virtuous. Oh, shut up. No, you're not. And Trump just all the way being psychopathic dictator, not only pushing war crimes and murder, but suggesting that you should kill somebody who tells people to be decent. Like, don't do the evil thing. In that case, it's not even morality. It's don't do the all the way illegal thing. If the guy above you in the chain of command tells you to do something obviously illegal, don't.
You got to kill anybody who tells them that. You have to do whatever I say. I am Emperor Trump. You have to do whatever I say. And anybody who suggests otherwise, you got to kill them. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Fucking lunatic on the throne and a bunch of hypocrites pretending to be his archenemies. All that noise is ridiculous and idiotic, but I love the fact that there is now a discussion about when should we disobey orders. The answer is always. Always disobey orders. Always go by your own conscience. Of course, you're not going to be a soldier anymore. You're not going to be a cop anymore. You're not going to work for government anymore. But you'll be a decent, moral human being. And that's way, way better. So do that. And stop being a pawn of the worst people on the planet.
I know you hate me, and I can see that, but I'm just doing my job.